The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
News time 5 minutes away. Adam Gilchrist, welcome once again.
Hey, morning, Chris.
Strikes and more strikes. It must be that time of the year, Adam.
Yes, obviously. It's the season of goodwill. So obviously, we've got industrial action, seasonally adjusted tales of industrial action, I suppose. We know already that British Airways cabin crew at Heathrow, Virgin Atlantic pilots and baggage handlers at various regional airports all planning strikes over Christmas Day, Boxing Day. Christmas Day is quite quiet, but Boxing Day is a big one, isn't it, for travel? We're into a second of these 48-hour walkouts by Southern Rail right now, so that's for people heading south of London, essentially. They've had an absolute nightmare again, and will have again tomorrow. But now postal workers have begun a walkout. It's limited, but nonetheless, they managed to close 50 post offices today because of their dispute. And the Prime Minister said, well, you know, this is showing contempt for ordinary people, as she put it, because of the timing. But also, I mean, at the really sharp end of things, a strike by workers at the Weetabix breakfast cereal factory in the new year. That, I think, of all the strikes, that one is the one that would hit home.
You are funny. Poppy penalties.
Yeah, we know that over Armistice Day, so the 11th of November, England played Scotland in a World Cup qualifier. And in fact, most of the world's nations were busy over that particular weekend. So all four home nations were in action. All four home nations had some kind of remembrance event, because after all, it's Armistice Day and Remembrance Weekend. Lo and behold, all four have now been slapped with a fine by FIFA. Boy, do they know what they're doing. The theory is you cannot wear any kind of political or religious or statement symbol. But the argument is that a poppy remembering the dead from wars isn't political. I mean, you can argue that everything's political, but is that political? They're appealing against it, but they're not enormous fines. Overall, collectively, I think it's £80,000. That's sort of $130,000 or so.
Spit in the ocean.
Four nations. But, for instance, in the case of Wales and Northern Ireland, their players didn't even wear poppies. It was the fans. So at what point do you have to cop it because your fans decide that a minute's silence is appropriate and they want to lay a wreath?
Sounds a bit rough.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The cluster bomb admission.
Yeah, this is from the UK government. First Saudi Arabia said it, and then the UK's admitted essentially that Saudi Arabian Air Force has been dropping cluster bombs in the civil war in Yemen, and cluster bombs are banned by most countries in the world, but not Saudi Arabia. But lo and behold, they happen to be British-made. So a quick two and two and adding together and a bit of a shifty from the Defence Secretary, and we learn that actually these are cluster bombs that were made 27 years ago or so, that Saudi Arabia is now using and has agreed to stop immediately. But the point is, we signed up to an agreement, and what were we doing selling them in the first place?
Yeah.
It has raised that question mark again about our arms relationship with the Middle East.
Yeah, some kind of secret deal along the way. Thank you, Adam. Much appreciated.
Cheers, Chris.
In the UK.